Now, when you hear the name Noel Coward, what do you think of? That languid Englishman who starred in so many black and white films, or the light comedies that Coward wrote for the stage? Well, one of his standout plays isn't a comedy at all. Coward wrote Still Life in 1936, and a decade later it was made into a fabulous film with a new title, Brief Encounter. And by any measure, it is one of the great British films. It's a story about passion, duty, and sacrifice of an oh-so-British kind. Well, now Britain's Knee-High Theatre Company has brought its acclaimed new take on Brief Encounter to the Melbourne Festival. The stars explain the story to James Patterson.
Hi there, my name's Jim Sturgeon, and I'll be playing Alec Harvey in the play.
Hi, I'm Michelle Nightingale, and I play Laura Jessen.
Laura and Alec are thrown together in a completely unlikely scenario. Who are the two, and what causes them to meet?
Well, they're two very ordinary people who meet in a quaint little English tea shop at a train station.
It all started on an ordinary day in the most ordinary place in the world, the refreshment room at Milford Junction.
Laura gets a bit of grit in her eye from a passing train.
Can I help her?
Oh, no, please, it's only something in my eye.
Try pulling your eyelid down as far as it'll go.
And then blowing your nose.
And as a doctor, I go to help.
Please let me look, I happen to be a doctor.
That's very kind of you.
There's a little connection, there's a little spark.
That's how it all began. Just through me getting a little piece of grit in my eye.
And then, just by chance, they meet again on the street, and then again another time in a restaurant. So it's all very, you know, these chance meetings, and I suppose there's that thing in Alec's heart of, you know, this can't be luck, this has to be fate, and I should pursue this and follow this. But the thing is, they're both married to other people.
I'm a happily married woman. Or rather, I was until a few weeks ago. But oh, Fred, I've been so foolish. I've fallen in love.
Our sort of love story is the really sort of heartbreaking, sad one, because you can see this marvellous connection between these two people. But then you also realise that they've got some big decisions to make. And of course, back in, you know, where it's set in 1938, it was very improper to just leave your spouse and your family and pursue love somewhere else. So it's really quite heartbreaking in that respect.
It causes a dilemma, and it causes, you know, quite a lot of heartache at the end of the film. Film? At the end of the play.
It's a confusion that's understandable because this stage performance isn't only based on the original film from the 40s, it's really a tribute to the film and to the works of Noel Coward in general, and it has a lot of fun with it. To say the least, it's a very hammed-up version of the original. Throughout the show, characters literally jump in and out of a huge silver screen that's up on stage and become part of the action in front of us. Sure, there's the pain of the affair between Alec and Laura, but the stage show is basically a comedy. And there's two characters in particular who are a lot of fun to watch. That's Albert Godby, played by Joe Alessi, and Myrtle Baggett, played by Annette McLaughlin. Here's Joe Alessi.
There are three love stories within the piece. Obviously, the main one is between, you know, Alec and Laura is the main story. But there are, like, satellites, two other love stories going on around it. And there is a love story between Stanley and Beryl, who are the very young ingenue couple who are just starting out, that kind of first faltering steps into love. And then ours is the kind of second time round, if you will.
Myrtle runs the Station Cafe, which is where a lot of our story is set. She's a very independent woman who's been married before. And Albert is the ticket inspector.
Yeah.
And they have a kind of cat and mouse kind of
cheekiness
love story that interwines throughout the story
the piece,
of our,
yeah.
our main protagonists.
Give us a kiss.
Oh, do no such thing. The lady might see us.
Come on, a quick one across the bar.
Albert, stop it.
Come on, there's a lot.
Let go of me this minute.
Never.
Albert! Now look at me, Banbury's all over the floor.
1, 2, 3. 2, 2, 3. She is so good at love. Her heart is so wise and free.
This is great. great song and dance number between the two of you, which has taken the original 1945 film and all the tension that I saw between your two characters and just exploded it into something else.
Have an Albert Godby! You behave yourself! We don't want the old station laughing at us!
What's there to laugh at?
Albert Godby!
How do you feel?
Don't talk so soft! How shall I feel?
Joe, you're covered in lipstick.
Yes, I am, yes.
And that's nothing to do with me, it's just how he likes to dress.
Yeah, I saw you rubbing all the lipstick all over your head before.
Our director's taken, adapted our production from the film and from the one-act play called Still Life. So in our version, our characters have a lot more involvement in the story. And being a knee-high show, we have interwoven music and dance. And so what you just experienced was our dance of love at the end, which, gets quite passionate.
Well, I am...
We pash. This is an Australian thing. Yeah, I've never heard it
before. Heard pash
so we
before.
Have a good old pash.
And that's right. It's very much an adaptation of the original story. Of course, what we do, though, is pay absolute respect to Noel Coward's script. You can't mess around with that. So we have Noel Coward's story and Noel Coward's script, and we also add in a lot of his poetry, and we set that to music.
And of course, it was only a one-act play to begin with.
Still Life.
It was part of Tonight at 8, and it was just a one-act play. But yeah, as Joe said, he's a genius, and so the script stays the same. And then we've interwoven Noel Coward music and some of his poems set to knee-high composers' music. It's a real feast for the senses.
Absolutely. It's a real celebration of theatre. If you love theatre, you'll love this show. So, yes, it's very much an adaptation, but the central core, the central story of Alec and Laura, that terrible, painful love story, the story of forbidden love, it's still there. But what we bring to it are feelings and metaphors, so you get multimedia to suggest how Laura's feeling within. You get people flying through the air, live music. I mean, we throw everything but the kitchen sink at it. But Noel Coward's wonderful script keeps it up there and keeps it bubbling.
Now, before you mentioned that the word pash is new to you, obviously you're new to Australia, but you're not new to this play. The two of you have been part of this play for quite a while, haven't you? Yeah. This has gone through the West End and Broadway.
Broadway, a US tour as well. It's been a real fantastic, a wonderful experience for me and Netsy because we've done pretty much most of it.
How long has the involvement been for you two?
I think since 2008.
It's very rare in this business that you get to go to so many amazing places with a show that you adore so much. You know, it's kind of... Every experience we've had with the show has been different because we've had different people and different energies in the show. So it keeps it moving and growing. And then we get to go to places like this.
Like
and
Melbourne.
We get paid to be here and we have great fun. And, yeah, we're very, very lucky.
Finally, what does Brief Encounter say about love at all stages of your life?
Of course it conquers all, but it also can't be sometimes. So Brief Encounter just shows what a celebration love can be and also how impossible it can be as well.
So that love for Alec and Laura, they show each other different sides of themselves. Laura, she's just lost things a little since she's been married, and the same with him, and they explore those other sides of each other and they find the love within themselves, I think. And, you know, it's... sort of showing sides of each other through love, maybe, to let go and be the person that you want to be.
James Patterson speaking with the stars of Brief Encounter, Jim Sturgeon, and Michelle Nightingale, a new adaptation of Noel Coward's play. And you can see Brief Encounter at Melbourne's Athenaeum Theatre. It's part of the Melbourne Festival. It's there until the 27th of October. And then it plays Sydney, Wollongong and Perth. And we'll put details of those dates on our website. And let's make a promise that we'll all use the word pash a bit more often, because it's a good Aussie word. It's an evocative Aussie word.